I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And this week we have stuff, finally. We haven't had stuff in a while, but now we do. I don't even do a netcast if there's no stuff. Stuff is what the show is about. Well, actually, silliness is what the show is about, but that's okay too. Anyway, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. Oh, and there's something else I want to mention that I usually forget. So this week I won't. And that is this. We'd love for you to join us on Patreon. Patreon is a website. Patreon.com, as it says there on the screen. All you got to do is go there. Go to our particular site, which is, I'll amend that to put that on the screen. And if you go to our site, you can become a patron of this program. That means that I'll have a budget to get more stuff. And when I get more stuff, I can review more stuff, which is a good thing. Helps everyone. Okay? So, if you will do that, it will be really good for the Dr. Bill Show. Yes. Okay, let's start with the stuff. The stuff this week includes this. Cord cutters take notice. Cord cutters take notice. If you know what a cord cutter is? Cord cutter is somebody who's tried to get off of cable TV. Tried to get completely off. Just done with it. Can't blame them. It's expensive. But at any rate, there's a new service out called DirecTV Now from AT&T, which of course bought DirecTV. But DirecTV Now allows you to watch cable channels. The lowest cost package is 100 channels, which is $35 a month. Now, I'm sorry, 60 channels. 60 channels for $35 a month. Then you can get Just Right for 80 channels for $50 a month. Or go big with 100 channels for $60 a month. Now you may say, but Dr. Bill, that's still expensive. Yes, it is. But at least you're cutting the cord and you're watching it over your Apple TV or your streaming device. Now it's not quite available yet for Roku. Roku will be next year, 2017, but it's coming. Which I'm happy about because you know I'm a fan of Roku. We have our own Roku channel. Need to remind you about that. DrBillBailey.net, the Roku channel, is out there. And all these videos are available on that channel. Dude. By the way, some of you have noticed this red dot on my nose. I'm sorry about that. It's a sore spot. And that's because of glasses chewing into my nose. You say, boy, Dr. Bill, you got heavy glasses. Well, yeah, they're very nerdy looking glasses, very thick frames. But anyway, some of you are staring at it going, what's up with his nose? Don't worry about it. It's okay. All right. Anyway, so this is available. DirecTV Now. I'm only slightly interested in it because I have a really good deal on fiber optic to my house. That's both fiber optic internet and fiber optic TV and phone. So it's hard to beat that. So I'm not that excited about this, but oh well. Okay. Now this one is interesting. An $89 laptop is coming soon. Now you may say, wait a minute. $89 for a real laptop? Well, it's a laptop. It's real. Physical. However, it's running Linux. And it's a special version of Linux. The Linux that they put out, the builders of this notebook put out. The laptop is based on the Pine 64 chipset, which is a competitor for Raspberry Pi. Now, right off, you may be saying, oh, you got to be kidding, a laptop based on a Raspberry Pi? No, I didn't say that. I said it's based on the competitor for Raspberry Pi, which has more power, more storage, more memory, etc. So the jury is out on this one. It uses an ARM Cortex A53 64-bit processor, and it can run Ubuntu, Debian, or Android Lollipop 5.1. Couldn't resist doing that. Anyway, it is 11-inch or 14-inch, depending. It's called Pinebook. The Pinebook. It's on the blog. Check it out. There's a link to the article on it. And it looks to be pretty doggone cool. I'm gonna probably pony up for that one and check it out when it becomes available. I think it's becoming available next year. So that'll be interesting to check out. When I do, I'll do a review. There you go. Your Plex media server. If you're not familiar with Plex, Plex is pretty cool. Plex is a media server you can put on a computer, run it, and it will allow it to stream into your home, to your devices, whether it's your phone or your tablet or your TV or whatever. And there's a Roku channel for Plex. But anyway, we'll pick up your local Plex server and stream it, which is pretty cool. Now, they have added a new feature, which is Google Drive, OneDrive, and Dropbox can now be accessed through your Plex server. So you could store your videos in Dropbox and have them everywhere that you have Dropbox, but also have it on your Plex server, which is pretty cool. This is a new feature. It's just come out, so check it out. Whoa! That, of course, thank you, Fred, is the Geek Software of the Week. We actually have a Geek Software of the Week. And the Geek Software of the Week this week is Screen2GIF, which is basically anything that you could have on your computer screen. You know, maybe some animated little doodad that you have on the computer screen can turn into a GIF. You can edit it. You can remove frames. You can add the system cursor to your recording. It's portable. It's a single executable. It's pretty doggone cool. So you need to check it out. You can record your screen and save it directly to a GIF looped animation or video. And that way you can annoy everyone with your GIFs. Now, some of you are saying, Dr. Bill, you're pronouncing it GIF. It's GIF. The creator of the GIF graphic interchange format said that he pronounces it GIF, just like the peanut butter. So I'm going with the creator of it. Okay? You pronounce it any way you want to. I don't care. But I'll pronounce it the way I want to. So there. Ooh, that rhymed. Oh, well. Anyway, last item this week. The Google Chrome browser will now default to HTML5. When it goes to a website, it'll look for videos that are HTML5 and play those. However, if it's a Flash website, it has Flash animation, it'll still play it. It'll just default down to that. Okay, so still plays Flash, prefers HTML5. It's the beginning of the end of Flash. So if you have a website that's still running Flash, oh well. My website runs HTML5 proudly. So anyway, check it out. The new update is known as Chrome 55 and is in testing via the beta channel currently. When it's released, which you can upgrade to it, you will see fixes, improvements, and this new feature, which is HTML5 first. Cool. So check that out. By the way, except for the place of my nose being annoying, how does the color look and the lighting look On the video this week, I've got new lights. You say, really? Yes, and you'll never believe the lights that I'm using. Let me get one here. I'm going to turn it off. It's one of those Bell & Howell tack lights. Pull it up a little bit. You see the light there? It would blind you if I turned it on because it's so bright. But you can hang it up or you can just pull the top up and you have a light. So I'm going to turn it back on and put it over here where it was. Hopefully it won't fall. And I'm evenly lit from this side and from this side. Cool. So you wonder sometimes, how do you make the show? Well, I use my Samsung Note 5 phone for the video. I use a lavalier mic that goes into the phone, specially made for that. And I have tack lights. Odd, I know, but it works, right? I mean, it really works and it looks good and clear. So, pretty cool. Well, that's it for this time on the Dr. Bill Show. Join us next time. That flying around. Join us next time. And remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.